A very good morning to you all and welcome to day 40 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Saturday 3rd April 2021. It is Holy Saturday. Lord God, on the Sabbath Jesus rested. He was in the grave. He had finished his work. To most people's eyes, it looked as if it were all over. He was dead and buried. But only as a seed dies when it is planted in the earth, not to decay, but to spring to new life. Teach us to take refuge in you when we are afraid. Teach us that death is not our end. Teach us to hope always in you and in the resurrection, the making of all things new. O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably on your whole church, which is a wonderful and sacred mystery. In your eternal foreknowledge, you peacefully do your saving work for humanity. Let the whole world know that things that were cast down are being raised up, and things that had grown old are being made new, and all things are being restored by him in whom they have their beginning, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Listen now for the word of God as it is written in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 27, the verses 62 to 66. The next day, the one after Preparation Day, the chief priest and the Pharisees went to Pilate. "Sir," they said, "we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first." "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go, make the tomb as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard. The seal and the guard at the tomb, tending to God's glory. The beginning of this passage is suggestive of the cruel intentions of the religious leaders of Jesus' day to completely wipe out any memory of him, even if they needed to break their own law in order to do so. It says that the chief priests and Pharisees went to Pilate on the next day, which is the day after the preparation. Now Jesus was crucified on the Friday. Saturday is the Jewish Sabbath. If this is accurate, then it means that the chief priests and Pharisees actually approached Pilate on the Sabbath with their request. If they did that, it is clear to see how radically they broke the Sabbath law. The evidence suggests there is no other incident in the gospel story that plainly reveals how desperate the Jewish authorities were to totally eliminate Jesus. In order to make certain that he was finally out of the way, they were willing to break even their own most sacred laws. These Jews came to Pilate saying Jesus had said that he would rise after 3 days. They did not admit that they speculated this might be true, but they thought the disciples might seek to steal away the body and say that a resurrection had happened. They therefore wished to take special steps to guard the tomb. Pilate's reply was intriguing. Make it as safe as you can. It is as if Pilate all unconsciously said, keep Christ in the tomb if you can, probably suggesting that he, Pilate, believed the words of Jesus that he will rise again. The Jews took their steps. The door of these rock tombs was closed by a great round stone. They sealed it and they set a special guard and made it as safe as they could. They had not realized one thing, namely that there was not a tomb in the world which could imprison the risen Christ. What I learned from this passage is that God keeps evildoers and schemers restless and desires to make the devices of such wicked people walk round to his own glory. We are taught that lesson in a striking manner by the conduct of the priests and Pharisees after our Lord was buried. These unhappy, restless enemies of the Savior could not sleep, even when the body of Jesus was in the grave. They remembered the words Christ had spoken, that he will rise again, and were determined to make that impossible. They went to Pilate and obtained a guard of the Roman soldiers. They set a watch over the tomb of the Lord, and they placed a seal upon the stone. In short, they did all they could to make the sepulchre sure. But they never imagined that unwittingly they were providing the most complete evidence of the truth of Christ's coming resurrection. They were actually making it impossible to prove that there was any deception or imposition. Their seal, their guard, their precautions were all to become witnesses in a few hours that Christ had risen. They might as well have tried to stop the tides of the sea or to prevent the sun rising as to prevent Jesus coming forth from the tomb. But they were taken in their own craftiness. Their own devices became instruments to show forth God's glory. Dear friends, the history of the Church of Christ is full of examples of a similar kind. The very things that have seemed most unfavorable to God's people have often turned out to be for their good. What harm did the persecution which arose about Stephen do to the Church of Christ? Those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. What harm did imprisonment do to St. Paul? It gave him time to write 13 of those epistles which are now read all over the world. The blood of the martyrs became the seed of the church. And what harm does persecution do to the people of God at this very day? It drives us nearer to Christ. It makes us cling more closely to the throne of grace, to the Bible, and to prayer. Now let me address somebody listening to me. Maybe you have shared a success story about your life and career with somebody you thought was a friend, and instead of encouraging you, he or she is scheming to make everything fail. Or do you have other troubles and sorrows and persecutions in your life? Do you have evidence that some people are scheming about your downfall or are determined to make your life miserable or to see your back from a job or something dear that you have held onto and that makes you happy? Whatever and wherever the schemes of people are with intentions to destroy you and make you unhappy, we need to take courage from the story of this passage and learn that we live in a world where all things are ordered by a hand of perfect wisdom, and where in all things God is working together continually for the good of the body of Christ. The powers of this world are only tools in the hand of God. He is using them for his own good purposes. The evil plans of our enemies are the instruments by which God is squaring and polishing the living stones of his spiritual temples, so that all their schemes and plans will only turn to God's praise. Let us be patient in days of trouble and darkness. Let us look forward to the King of Kings and the everlasting God, because the very things which now seem against us are working together for God's glory. Now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror, but then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. Friend, we see but half now, yet a little we shall see all. And we shall then discover that all the persecution we now endure was like the seal and the guard at the tomb tending to God's glory. Blessed Lord Jesus Christ, for the work of our salvation you humbled yourself to die for us and also to be buried. We magnify you, the giver of life, and revere your passion and your burial. When they had fulfilled all that was written of you, they took you down from the cross and laid you in a grave. But your body rested in hope, for your Father did not leave you in hell, neither did he allow his Holy One to see corruption. O you holy and spotless Lamb, we unite with all the heavenly host in ascribing to you power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. We bless you for all the burdens you have borne, for all the tears you have wept, for all the pains you have suffered, for every word of comfort you have spoken on the cross, for every conflict with the powers of darkness, and for your eternal victory over the terrors of death and the pains of hell. And now, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. You will show us the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Therefore we magnify you, O Word of life, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. Happy Easter to you all when it comes.